Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing to hear from the living God. It's a blessing to serve the living God and hear from Him as He speaks to us in our hearts. The Word of God charges our hearts. It charges our hearts with faith for the promise. Every word that God speaks charges our heart so that we can mix faith with it, so that we can believe Him accordingly. We have to believe God's word to receive what we need to thrive in life. Sometimes it's a blessing we need. It can even mean finances. Most people gravitate to finances, health, and things like that. And now the promises are there, and they're for our use. And the Lord don't mind if you go to heaven and take what you need and use it in this realm. He's not trying to hold anything back. He just warned us not to be covetous. Now, when it comes to being covetous, if we can receive the truth of God's word and receive the warning against being covetous, that word charges our heart. And it helps us to make greater decisions. We're able to make the best decisions and choices when we take Him at His word. And the word of God that, you know, when Jesus talked against being covetous, and when He said, watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod, those words charge our heart against things that will creep in and work against us. Now, the enemy uses enemy words. His suggestions to be covetous, to believe that if you don't have it, you're not going to be happy. You can't live without this. You can't live without that. You got to have a new Corvette or whatever it is to be happy. You don't need props and crutches. You know, right off the bat, we don't need props and crutches. Jesus said a man's life is not measured by how much he owns. It's not valued by what he owns. Though, you know, those are just props and crutches. Things to aid you in life, nothing more. Real life is according to Romans chapter 14. To be able to be content in the Lord. Righteousness with contentment is great gain. To know that you have, that you can rejoice in the Lord, and your conscience don't bother you against things that don't matter. Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's where life is. Everything else is just an aid. But they're your God-given rights to receive. But when you receive it, whatever it is, even the things you need, enjoy it. Looking unto the Lord helps us to receive what's ours and then enjoy it. Some people get what they're after, and they use all kind of methods to do it. But it doesn't help their life. They're still not happy because they didn't solve the problem on the inside. They're not looking at the Holy Spirit. They're not looking at the Lord. They're looking at the thing. And they want God to give it to them because He promised He would. But they're still not looking at the Lord. And because they're not looking at the Lord, the thing can't help them. You know, they'll get it and treasure it and be scared to drive it and get in a strife with people if they look at it, if they touch it. If they scratch it, if the children play too close and put a scratch on it, they get in strife. And I'm talking about strife. They get mad at the child's mother. And sometimes it leads to, divorce. Because people, they treasure their things too much. But when you're looking at the Lord and His principles, and that word charges your heart, it gives you balance. See, we just We're learning. The best of our knowledge, we're just scraping the surface. Even when people have great miracles, we're just scratching the surface of what God can do in our lives. The best teaching, Kenneth Hagin taught, he reignited the world to use faith. The people of God to use faith in the world. And it's a great thing, but it's still just a scratch of the surface of what God can really do in our lives. You know, I want to see a generation that seeks the Lord from the heart and use that faith to make it happen. The ability to use faith is key. It's foundational. And now one thing the church has to learn, and I say this because of the training that God gave me. He called me to be an apostle, and he trained me about the church. We got to learn to trust him. You know, people can have faith in him and not trust him fully. But when you learn to trust the Lord, you're on your way to doing much greater things. And there's more. We're still just scratching the surface. If we learn to trust him, we'll just make greater milestones, but we still just spare the scratching the surface of what God can do in our lives. And it's going to be good. You're going to love it. There's so much more that we need to learn. But God is foundational, and first things must be first. We have to receive his word on the inside and let it charge our hearts. See, the way we measure it is the way it's measured back to us. The strength of our ability to use the small amount of faith that we may have, or great faith. Some people have great faith. That's good. I want you to. But it only takes a little bit to defeat Satan and get and move heaven on your behalf. It only takes a little bit. But it's the way we measure the word of God. How it operates in our lives. See, if we want to be able to do greater things, we're going to have to learn to measure God's word greater. And in order to do that, we have to let it charge our heart. And we have to live by it all the time, not just when it's convenient. Integrity is when you live by God's word all the time, even in secret, because that's your standard. That's the strength of your integrity, what you do when nobody's looking. We should live the word of God as if everybody in our Sunday school surrounds us. And we should live the word of God as if God is watching every move we make and every thought we think. But not out of fear, but out of love. And God is watching. And what we do, somebody see. Wherever you go, somebody see. Even if it's nobody but you. Whatever we do. I said, Lord, I want to thank all the pure thoughts. Everything that ain't like you got to go. That's driving out the Philistines and Canaanites and the Amalekites. All the things that's dangerous. All the thoughts of Satan that's dangerous against us. See, Satan give us false thoughts and false information. Even false therapy. Coping mechanisms that do nothing for us. All that, you know, works together against what we're learning in God. But the word of God, it can charge our heart. And as we receive it, you know, one charge of the scriptures that warn us against being covenant, if that charges our heart enough, then we know not to count on the things that we are desiring to take us over the top. We don't need props and crutches. We know that right off the bat when you're not covetous. And the opposite of being covetous is to be generous. So if we can receive God's word about being generous, being a servant to help other people, all things will be added. See, you're stronger when you're the one who's giving. If you learn to be a servant and give, if you can be a contributor, a servant, you're looking for people you can bless. You know, you're looking for to be a blessing to people wherever you go. you're treating people like they're important, then God is going to make sure that you receive the things when you pray. It's going to happen, but it'll be added to you. Now, the things that he multiplies to you, he does that because he loves you. He multiplies your wisdom, love, things of life, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, even your might, your strength. He multiplies things to you, the foundation of things you need, that you're going to receive a lot more of that. And then you're going to, the things that you desire, such as clothes and place to live and houses and cars, things like that, they'll be added. They'll be added later. But the things that he multiplies, that's your foundation. And the world always want to rush things. There's no rush. We're going to live forever. The world system say, well, if you don't get that, then God ain't with you. That's not true. The Lord is with you. He loves you. Just receive what he's multiplying the most. That's how it's supposed to be. And it's a faster way to prosper. And then when you prosper, you'll enjoy it. Some people prosper and they can't enjoy what they've got. Everything that they've attained, they can't enjoy it because they put the cart before the horse. Horses are not designed to push carts. They're designed to pull them. So is an ox. They're putting the cart before the animal, before the ox and before the horse. What good is it going to do me if I gain the whole world and lose my own soul? But what if I receive the word of God, strengthen my soul, then gain the whole world? I'll know what to do with it. It's just like if somebody gave me the telephone company. They gave me the whole way. They put me in charge of AT&T. And I don't know anything about telephones but how to call somebody. What I know about a cell phone, even a smartphone, is limited to run a company like that. Because I wouldn't be ready to head a company that way, like that. I hadn't been trained for it. I wouldn't know what to do. And I could cause the company to go bankrupt if I don't surround myself with people that know what in the world they're doing. So if I go and believe God for a company like AT&T and then receive it, what will I do with it? And I'm not trained for it. But when God gives you something, you'll get the training first. Or he'll have people in place to help you understand what you got to do. Because God is foundational, and he's not going to ever not be foundational. He's always foundational. You know, take him at his word. Trust him on the fact that he multiplies certain things that should be multiplied, and he adds things that should be added. I promise you, he thought about it a lot of ways before the Holy Spirit revealed it to man. Because I know how the Lord does things. He thinks of everything. And then he speaks. But we don't do it. We just think about what we want. If our emotions say do it, we do it. But the road to measuring the Lord's word greater and greater in your life is to receive what he's saying, trust him with it. Take him at it. You're going to need every element you can receive. Receive it. You know, I've been a man of God a very long time, since 1987. And I've not heard, I don't remember hardly anything about being content. Only a few preachers happened to read the scripture that talked about contentment. You know, righteousness with contentment is great gain. Very few people talk about being content. Now, being content is a state of being. It's not people read into it the world side of it. It doesn't mean that, I'm just going to do without and just be satisfied where I am. Contentment and satisfied is two different things. When you have the joy of the Lord in your heart, you got a party going on. And you have righteousness with contentment. You can enjoy today and tomorrow and next year, even in the duration while you believe in God for something that's really going to be a blessing to you. Because by faith you already have it. It's already in, as long as you believe in God and not doubting, it's in the works, and it's every day you wake up, you're closer to it, just like the rapture. You know, the rapture is a very, that's the day we all get prospered. Our work here will be finished, and for now, and we'll get to enjoy the fruits of heaven. And go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be awesome. But when you have contentment, you don't need the rapture to make you feel awesome. You don't need the car to enjoy life. You don't need anything because you have the Lord. You have righteousness and contentment. And it's great gain. And you can... And then while you're in the duration of things, you have the ability to enjoy life and the thoughts that God will give you and pay attention. And you got a party going on in current time. In real time, you got a party going on the inside. And satisfaction is up to you. You can be satisfied with the situation you have now, but you know that you also have what you're after. You have righteousness with contentment. But measuring, when people try to, when they're focused on what they're receiving and they're not paying attention to the daily guidance of the Holy Spirit, they're not as content and they're not as satisfied. And they get in the forms of worry, strife, and they become more aggravated. Because the process of time, they get impatient with the process of time. And you don't have, the impatience leads to doubt and unbelief. But patience helps you stay in faith. The elements of God, the truth of God's word, help us to measure God's word greater and impeach all the negative things and thoughts of Satan. See, we gotta impeach everything that's not right. All the dead things and dead thoughts of Satan, we gotta impeach them. We gotta drive them out of our lives. We have to run them out. They're not just going to leave. We have to drive it out. Speak it. A few years ago, I wish I had done this a long time ago. I just started saying everything that's not like God got to go. Now, it wasn't like there were things in my life that I had on purpose that wasn't of God. But I said it in case there was. I said it so that my appetite for what I watch on TV will change. I don't want any appetite for something that's not right. I don't care what it is. If it's not, everything that's not like God got to go. Now, some movies are neither here or there. The Lord told me that. I said, Lord, I don't want to do something that grieves the Holy Spirit. And I love to watch action movies, and I used to watch them all the time. But the ones that, the rated R movies, I stopped watching them. I let it go years ago. Because everything that's not like God got to, I don't want to hear evil language. I want to hear the, you know, I like movies that talk about the wisdom of God and things that's that have purpose and stories with good plots that motivate you to do better. And there's some good movies out there that's like that. I like to watch war movies so I can appreciate the freedom God gave me. To see what my daddy went through. I like westerns because a lot of them, they're overcoming problems. They're standing up to bullies. They're protecting people in life. And I want to, you know, I like things that inspire me. But not the things that tear life down. Everything is not like God got to go. I want whatever I do to be godly, something God can be pleased with. And I'm not trying to live in the gray area. I don't want to be hindered. And that's how we learn to measure our faith in greater ways. Doing the right thing. Doing what's right because it's right. Relaxing in the Lord. Living in the hope. Living the dream of God. Learning to be content. All those things are powerful. The way we measure God's word is the way it will be measured back to us. And then the strength of our faith. You know, he said this. He said that things will be blessed according to the power that works in you, in Ephesians. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the power that works in us? And I've talked about this many times. He says, the sum of what you believe. If you sum up everything you believe, you sum it up. The word of God, the doubts, the word, the way you think, you sum it all up. That's the strength. That's the power that works in you. So if you drive out the things that's wrong and receive the word of God continually, then the power that works in you increases. And as you receive God's word and it charges your heart, you have faith for things that the elements you need, such as contentment, patience, all the things that make sense, all the things that build you up. Well, your abilities increase. And when that happens, my friend, you can do what you normally couldn't do. And you can measure the faith that you already have greater. And it will. And it'll be measured to you greater. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. He loves you. Live with structure. And as we go forward in Him, you're going to love it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.